Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. We're diving into something really important today, the power of forgiveness. You know that feeling when you're carrying around anger, resentment, or hurt from past experiences? It's like a heavy backpack dragging you down, affecting your relationships, your mood, even your self-confidence. Well, guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional chains they hold. Think of it this way. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. You're the one who suffers in the end. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's a superpower that allows you to break free from negativity and move forward with clarity and peace. It's about choosing your own happiness, even when things haven't been fair or easy. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of forgiveness. First, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. It takes time to work through hurt and anger. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs along the way. Remember, healing is like tending to a garden. It requires consistent nurturing and care. Second, remember that forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging what happened, understanding its impact on you, and choosing not to let it define your future. You can forgive someone without excusing their actions. Third, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. When you choose to let go of resentment, you free up space for love, compassion, and joy in your life. Forgiveness isn't just about the other person. It's about freeing yourself from the weight of past pain. Think of all the wonderful possibilities that open up when you release those emotional burdens. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to understand the situation from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but it can help you see things more clearly and potentially cultivate compassion. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes people act out of pain or insecurity themselves. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It allows you to break free from the past and move forward with strength and resilience. It's about choosing happiness, peace, and self-love over bitterness and anger. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a friend who has been hurt by her ex-partner. She constantly replays their arguments in her head, filled with anger and resentment. This bitterness is affecting her ability to connect with new people, enjoy life, and even sleep properly. It's like a dark cloud hanging over her every moment. One day, Sarah decides to try something different. She starts journaling about her feelings, acknowledging the pain she experienced but also recognizing that holding on to anger is only hurting herself. She begins to practice empathy, trying to understand why her ex-partner might have acted the way they did. It's a gradual process, but slowly, Sarah feels the weight lifting. She starts to see the situation more clearly, realizing that forgiveness isn't about condoning his actions but about freeing herself from their grip. Over time, she finds herself laughing more, connecting with friends more deeply, and feeling lighter than she has in years. This is the power of forgiveness. It's not about forgetting or excusing hurtful actions, but about choosing to move forward with grace, strength, and self-love. Remember, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. You are the one who suffers in the end. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's your superpower. It allows you to break free from negativity, reclaim your happiness, and build stronger relationships with yourself and others. So, what will you choose today? Will you let anger continue to control your life, or will you embrace the power of forgiveness and step into a brighter future? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and join me on social media for more conversations about building confidence and connection. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.